Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels, all the time, on all of your mobile devices. Take all-digital radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching all-digital radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today. Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician at the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I bet I'm nationwide.
Maybe in December I'll fix it.
Oh my God.
December.
When did we change the intro?
I don't know. I think April? 6 months ago. I'm busy.
Yeah, I know. It's your birthday.
Who cares?
You're busy.
Well, I am busy.
Yeah, but CB's birthday was on Friday.
How old was he?
Well, he's aging slower than you.
That is true. He proved that.
You know, I could tell you how old I was if I took myself off fucking mute.
We knew you were on mute.
God, I'm an asshole.
What's your birthday?
But you're our favorite asshole.
Yeah, I'm a 63-year-old asshole. Can you imagine how that stinks?
Ooh.
What? Ooh.
63-year-old asshole.
I'm a hell of a lot closer to him than I am you.
Yeah, next year you can play When I'm 64 by the Beatles.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that is a good one.
No, but I mean, you're 41.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. And CB's 63, so you're aging faster than he is.
Yep. We mathematically proved that. It was awesome.
Yeah. How's that math? How's that math work, CB?
Well, he was 40, so he gained 1 year.
Right.
and that's 2.5%.
Okay.
So he aged 2.5%.
Okay.
I was 62, and I aged 1 year, and I only aged 1.6%.
See, there you go. Mathematical proof.
Yep.
Fuck math.
You're catching up to us.
Yep.
And they don't have any shirts that say 41 as fuck, or I would have gotten
you. No, it's just nobody cares about 41.
Yeah.
So he gained 36% more age than I did.
Oh, I am very happy, though, that you liked your 40 as fuck t-shirt last year and that you wore it a whole bunch. Now you can just put it in a frame with, you
now
know,
it's done, and right?
hang it on the wall.
It's memorable.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not a circle. You ain't coming around again.
Yeah. I hope I'm alive to get you a 50 as fuck one, though.
Oh, you will be.
That'd be nice.
You will be.
I noticed nobody said that about me.
Well, you will be, too.
Your 50 is past for you.
I understand that, but when he's 50.
Yeah, but I can get you a Beatles t-shirt that says 64.
He's missing it, CB. Forget it.
No, I'm getting it. I'm just, you know, that's just the way it works. The smart guy's the idiot. Look, CB's the smartest one, and he didn't even turn his damn microphone on.
Yeah, I know. I haven't done that for years.
Yeah, so there
I
you
have
go.
The same problem year after year after show, and it's just I suck so bad.
Well, it's fall in Florida.
Oh, poor baby.
It's only 93. Yeah, it's cooling off.
River.
Did I ever tell you about the time I interviewed for a job in Tallahassee?
No.
It was in the middle of September.
Yeah.
And I interviewed for the job, and the job went well. Notice where I'm still living. Mm. And I was driving down the main drag in Tallahassee, and I looked at one of the bank thermometers, and it said 100.
Yes.
And I said, I am never moving here.
Yes, but on the flip side, our bank thermometers never say minus anything.
That they do not.
Do they even have a minus, I wonder?
Yeah, they probably don't even need them. You're in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to get used to that shit, because it's
minus
coming.
Minus shit, yeah, it's coming soon, I know.
Yeah, well, yeah, like right around my birthday.
Like right around now.
Well, they say that it's going to be a warm October for us. It's going to be Indian summer. Let's see what happens.
So what else is happening besides you guys getting older? Apple's coming out with their new phones.
Yeah, you got yours. Well,
you're actually on time.
You ordered yours.
I ordered mine on the
13th. The box that yours comes in is going to cost more than my phone.
Well, you know.
That's true.
I was thinking about skipping it this time because the 10S Max is an excellent, excellent phone. But they were offering a really large trade-in, and I didn't have to spend nearly as much to get the new phone as I had to spend the last 2 years.
So you are doing the trade then? You are giving your X back, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. My son uses Samsung, and my daughter she's got a big iPhone 8 something or whatever, and
probably the 8 Plus, which is what
yeah,
I just.
And she's paying for it herself, and she's fine. She's happy. So I'm not giving it away. I'm trading it in. All right. I just flew her down for a couple days. She's down here for 4 days, so you know, she don't need a phone too.
Meanie.
Yeah, well, her girlfriend came down too, and when I sent her the email on the ticket, she goes, Southwest. And I said, yeah. She goes, you flew me first class last time. And I said, yeah, it was just you.
Just you.
it's you and Aurora at Southwest, baby.
Okay.
So anyway, so we thought we'd take a few minutes here at the top of the show before we get to the funny shit.
It's all funny,
man. Well, we're just peculiar. I don't know how funny we are, but
it's true.
I thought we'd mention, because you were interested in the iPhones, and I found an article. So I thought we'd explain how business works and why Apple's so good at it, so the socialists can pay attention.
Yeah, because this is very interesting, to be honest with you, and it, it works because everybody, every time a new phone comes out, they dump it.
Not everybody.
Well, no, not everybody.
Not everybody, but enough people to do exactly what Apple's doing.
2 years ago when the iPhone X came out, it was $999 for the basic one. Okay, and I got an upgrade and some other crap and stuff, and I think I spent close to $1,300. The usual suspects complained about the stratospheric pricing, assured their audiences there's no chance this would gain traction. Because some users were assumed to find it too expensive. But this year, 2019, 2 years later, Apple's made an even better version of that phone available to the masses at the standard $650 iPhone pricing from 2016.
Yeah, but before you go into this too far, you got to let people have to understand that the phone that we're talking about is not the iPhone X. What you got was their Pro phone. What we're comparing to is the iPhone XR. This new iPhone that's coming out, 11, is compared. We're comparing.
We're talking, right. This is plastic cover and fancy colors. And
yes, I just don't want people to be confused with the X and the XR.
Two, it doesn't totally have three phones. Cameras, but it does have two cameras, like my other one does.
Jesus, I wish I knew what the two of you were talking about.
Well, most people,
I got no friggin' clue.
But the way this worked is, all these people that are predicting that, you know, oh, this is the end of Apple, this phone's too expensive, nobody's going to buy it, it's going to ruin them, blah, 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 desperately trying to make that case, they were all wrong.
Pretty much.
They didn't follow the lead of Google and Android and those kind of people. And those people are disastrously wrong trying to sell cheaper phones with one feature that Apple doesn't have. So that's all they promote. No, Apple went and sent something, put something out in 17 that was a future type of phone. And the production price was expensive, but it was really good. And people buy things that are really, really good. They sold so many phones in 2017, and then with the XS, the upgrade to it, which I also bought, they sold so many of these expensive phones that now their production costs are way down, and they can give you an iPhone 11 for the same price that you would have paid for their top phone 3 years ago.
It's pretty amazing how they're doing this, but it's mass production part of it. That's part of the key. But here's
Henry Ford.
Well, yeah, and here's the interesting thing. iPhone, the way I look at it, there's three waves. There's the people that are on the cutting edge and always have the newest phone, which is you. There's the people like me that are always one phone behind, and then there's the people that are, you know, two or three phones behind, but still always upgrading.
Oh, and you forgot. There's one other group of people.
What's that?
The ones who don't give a fuck. And,
well, yeah, but
he's listening from Massachusetts.
He's on Android, though, he could care less. But and that's what Apple does, is they have the three waves of customers.
You, no, I couldn't care less.
And it doesn't matter what model of phone they have; they continue to sell everything they have in stock because there's three waves that are moving up through the upgrades, the cutting edge, the people that are behind, and the people that are behind even a little bit more. And it works. It absolutely
Here's a couple
works.
Of the features. A couple of the features in the new iPhone that is so far advanced for the same price as one from 3 years ago. It's got a slow motion video on the front facing camera. Slow motion video on the camera for the selfies.
Well, and that's one of the things that Apple's trying to do with their new iOS 13 and their new phones and everything. They're really taking the route of becoming a camera company with their phones. I mean,
yeah, it's also got high key mono, so you can basically take your selfies against a white background and then turn them into art.
Well, there's still lots of photographers out there that are buying real, professional cameras, and if iPhone can deliver that in their phone too, you're going to see photographers switch over and use, you know, that's one of the drawbacks. I actually bought a real camera because of the, you can't zoom in when Gracie does her gymnastics.
Yes.
So I went and bought a real camera so I can zoom in. And I mean, even with this PXR, again, it's still pixelated when you zoom in. And if, as soon as they can figure that out, maybe they have now because of this new three cameras on the back with all the crap that they've added, you know, you're going to see more and more professionals jump into this and ditch their, you know, freestanding cameras.
Well, they had the new iPhone 11. Like I said, that's available for the same price you could get their top camera their top phone 3 years ago. But we've even got the fancier iPhone Pro, and then we have the iPhone Pro Max.
Yes,
which
and
is
they all have the, and they all have the A13 chip, which is the newest and best Apple chip there is. It's just a RAM difference and screens, correct? There's different screens.
There's OLED screens on the Pros.
Right, and then just the regular crappy...
Oh, yeah, regular crappy 1080p screens on the other ones. Like, you're going to really be able to tell the difference.
Yeah, you really can, I'm sure.
No, not much.
Then there's CBs and, what is it, 16-bit?
It's a TRS-80 phone.
Oh, poor thing. I don't even know what that is.
They are still expected to sell 200 million.
11. Well, I can tell you this. The ship dates are being pushed back further and further. I have seen people now getting ship dates for as far out as October 18th for their iPhones.
That's why you should order it on the 13th, the first day you're allowed to.
Yep.
Yeah, the latest I'll get mine will be October 4th. It said October 1st to 4th when I ordered it, and... emails said the 29th to the 3rd. So it's possible I'll get it as soon as the 29th.
And because we care here at Off the Hook Radio, just let me throw this tip out and I'll condense it. Make sure if you want to do the side-by-side phone transfer when you get your new iPhone 11, make sure both phones are running the same operating system. I don't know what's shipping on the 11s, if it's going to be 12.4 or if it will be 13. But make sure both.
I assume that since they're putting the 13 out officially on the 19th and the shipping date is the 20th, that all the new ones will be on 13.
I would assume that would be correct. So make sure your old phone is on 13 before you attempt to try.
And the reason you have to do that is because those of you who don't have an iPhone yet and should.
No.
Well, I have an interest in Apple stock. Okay, so let me hump.
So do I.
A little bit. There you go. The new phones. The last couple of phones, you just set them side by side, and they talk to each other, and they downloaded your contacts and
You didn't have to do anything.
Your pictures and stuff. But the new ones will not only download your those things, but it will also download 100% of your apps without you having to go through your iTunes. It'll download all your iTunes, all your songs, all your playlists, everything.
Well,
you basically push a couple of buttons, let them sit beside each other and talk for a couple of minutes. You're done. Then you reformat your old one and put it in the box, send it back for $600.
Yeah, but that's yes and no. You're forgetting two crucial steps in there.
What?
One was the step I already said, make sure both are on the same operating system.
Right.
And B, this is crucial, your old phone, after you do the 13 upgrade, you need to go in and make sure that all of those apps are sending to your iCloud. Because if they don't send to the iCloud, there's nothing for iCloud to put onto your new phone.
I should hit the little iCloud thingy.
Yes,
right.
For all of those apps. And then do a backup.
Okay.
That's what, and then you'll be good to go. But if you don't follow those steps, you're going to end up having to load every one of your apps by hand because you will not be able to do.
Well, as soon as I do the upgrade on the operating system on the 19th, I'll plug it into my computer, go through iTunes, and send everything to the cloud just to double. I did that last time anyway. I'm better safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you remember the old days? You get a new phone and you go into the store and they upgrade everything for you and stuff, and then you go home and like 18 of your phone numbers are missing. Like, how the hell did that happen?
It'd be more than that would be missing.
Yeah, well, you know, I had like 112 phone numbers, and I know I checked it, and this was, I think, when I went to the 6. I went into the AT&T store, and the guy was going to do it for me. And I said, "Oh yeah, okay, fine, go ahead." So he does it for me, and everything's good. Okay, great, we're fine. I'm leaving the store. I got my new phone. I'm all happy. And I get out to the car and I push it to make my first phone call on it, and I've got 87 numbers. I'm like, where the hell the other 25 call? And of course, you don't even know who's missing.
No, that's the worst part. And poor CB, he just is, you know, you had to put all your numbers in manually on your phone, I'm sure. And
well, no, somebody would call me and then I would save it.
And you'd add them at that point.
I got, I don't know, 8, maybe 9 phone numbers.
Gonna love it. Living the old school life.
All right, well, we've got another example. We got another business example we want to get to.
Do you still have a pager?
No. I have a fax machine.
Oh my god.
He does have a fax machine.
Oh dear lord.
He is old school, baby.
Hey, I got a real problem here.
What's that? What?
Well, I'll tell you in 1 second while I wait for my app on my phone to boot up.
Oh, on your Android phone?
CB. On my Android phone, yeah, damn straight.
See, you should have sent CB your iPhone instead of trading it in. You should have sent it to CB.
It would make a wonderful paperweight.
No, you would use it, I'm sure. That's the thing.
Yeah, as a friggin' paperweight.
Nah, once
maybe
you have
a flashlight.
This is what the teachers always said we would never have, and it's a computer.
I can't get past level 6 on Angry Birds today. It freezes.
I'm sorry. You play Angry Birds on your phone?
Yeah.
During the show, yeah. You don't know this?
No, but how the hell does he beat me playing it on your phone? He must have better eyes than any old man I've ever met.
Well, the phone is not that big.
All right, which Angry Birds is this that you guys are playing? Because I'm going to type it into the
Angry app. Birds with Friends.
Angry Birds with Friends.
Okay. All right, continue.
All right. So anyway, Apple is a very successful business. I have another very successful business story. This one's funnier.
Oh, this is good too.
Yes. There's a company called Bang Brothers. Have you ever heard of them?
Absolutely.
CB?
I have heard of them.
I'll send you a link. Hold on.
You don't have to.
Bang, sure? Bang Brothers. Bang Brothers
God, send
is
me a
link. Is a porno company. They make pornos. They market them through all the porn sites, and they have their own site, and they have subscriptions and things like that. And apparently, they're very successful at it.
Fuck yeah, they are.
They're based here in Florida. Bang Brothers has just submitted a $10 million naming rights bid for Miami Heat Arena.
I didn't even know that the naming rights were up for bid.
Sure they are. American Airlines deal is over. Expires at the end of this year. The company announced on Thursday it doesn't plan on renewing their contract with the franchise. Yeah, it's the Miami Heat. I mean, come on. This leaves a void that Bang Brothers is looking to fill. According to the Miami-based internet porn company, it has placed a $10 million bid to rename the arena the BBC, or the Bang Brothers Center. They tweeted it out. It's official. September 12th, they made the offer. And then a media person confirmed it's a real thing. They want a nickname of the BBC. Both the Heat and the Bang Brothers become staples of the city with huge fans of each. It doesn't get more Miami than having the arena sponsored by Bang Brothers.
I wholeheartedly agree, and I think they should.
While it's unlikely the NBA will take this bid seriously, fans had a great time toying with the idea on social media.
Well, you know what? Maybe. But here's the thing. If there's no other offers come in that are better, I don't see why they would say no.
Well, somebody on Twitter said the best arena in the league, if this happens, we'll exchange all the seats for these, and they have a plushy couch. It's gorgeous evening here in downtown Miami as we look forward to a star-studded night of NBA action here at Bang Brothers Center. Here's Doris Burke reporting from the
Maybe
site.
They can get Wilt Chamberlain to unveil the name.
That would be cool.
All right, so I don't know how to do this because I'm just learning this stupid Angry Birds game, but send me a friend request or whatever you do so we can...
You don't have to. No, we're already friends on Facebook.
Okay. Well, I connected my Facebook, so we're all good. I'm playing against you guys.
I would assume so.
All right. Here we go. Thanks.
Do you think it'll work?
I think it's a great idea. Look at Pornhub when they decided to plow streets with their
but they didn't rename the Boston Garden, you know, Pornhub Center.
No, they didn't. But I mean, again, I don't see how they can't take it seriously if there's no other better offers. So what? Who cares? I mean, that's an industry and a huge industry. I mean,
and American Airlines is based in Dallas, and they pay Jerry Jones a fortune for the naming rights on Jerry's World, the big, you know, his big, gorgeous billion-dollar stadium.
How much? Any idea how much? Is $10 million out of line? Is it?
Oh, no, they pay way more than that.
Well, what does a normal stadium contract go for?
No, that's normal. But the Dallas Cowboys, yeah, they're the most expensive franchise in sports in the world.
Well, yeah, I understand.
They're worth over $5 billion. So if you want to, if you're going to call it American Airlines Arena, you're going to be paying 70, 80, 90, 100 million probably. Now, I'll tell you how big soccer's getting, though. Nike is trying to get the kit or uniform contract for my beloved Liverpool. And Liverpool is currently with New Balance. New Balance is paying them around $30 million a year. Nike is prepared to offer Liverpool $100 million a year.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I just ordered new Liverpool shirts yesterday, because if Nike gets the kit contract, I'll be wearing my old shirts for the rest of my life. I will never buy anything Nike. I'm New Balance all the way. They're made in America. They like America. They don't hire Colin Kaepernick. You know. So there you go. What else we got? Oh, a quick follow-up that CB is going to be disappointed in. We talked about the Dancing with the Stars, and we figured that Christy Brinkley was basically a shoe-in.
Uptown girl, baby.
Yeah, because you ain't supposed to be 65 and that friggin' good looking. Everybody's going to vote for her if she did well. She got injured in practice.
Yeah, that started tonight, by the way.
Yeah, and she was quickly replaced by her model daughter, who's about 40 years younger, and quite frankly, not as pretty. No. She's cute. She's a beautiful girl. But Christy Brinkley is like, you know. God gets him right every once in a while, and he got Christy Brinkley right. 65, I mean, come on. It's not even fair to look that good. Anyway, so thought I'd give you an update. If you're watching that tonight and you wonder where Christy Brinkley is, the skinny blonde that's 25 or 6 or wherever she is, that's her daughter. Now, we have a criminal of the week. We always have a criminal of the week.
There's
lots of criminals out there.
But this week, it's not a stupid criminal of the week.
He's not from Florida, Texas, or Pennsylvania.
Not even from the United States.
That's probably why.
It's a guy from Tokyo. He is a store cashier in Tokyo. He has been arrested for stealing the credit card information from 1,300 customers.
Awesome.
The reason he is not our stupid criminal of the week is he stole all 1,300 customers' credit card numbers with his memory.
Good for him. Even the little 3 digits on the back, I'll bet.
Yeah. He bought $2,600 worth of bags from an online shopping site last March, and that's how they started to get on to him. But he worked part-time at a shopping mall in Koto, and allegedly memorized customers' credit card information while processing their orders, then recalled the credit card details later to shop online. Jesus. He has a photographic memory, and police have found a notebook with card details listed. He's been in police custody for 6 days, and
probably memorized the combination to the lock and is out.
Yeah, they can hold him up to 20 days before he's charged. But I'm just saying, A crime committed only with the help of photographic memory would be one of Japan's more unique cases of credit card theft, but not the biggest. There's a group of thieves forged 1,600 cards a few years ago. But they, you know, they used machines and computers and all. He just used his eyes and his brain.
And this is exactly why Apple just came out with their new Apple card. There's no numbers on it.
That's true. There is no numbers on it. You just tap and go.
Yep. There's no numbers on the new Apple card, but you don't carry it in your wallet either. You have to buy a custom $300 case for it because it'll damage. Oh, yeah. There's a whole controversy over these cards and how you can't really put them in your wallet because they'll get damaged.
I got a new credit card recently, and I thought it was pretty cool. The numbers are all in the back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's no raised number for printing anymore because it's a moot point.
No, but you know what? Here's one of the things I teach my cashiers at work. When they hand us, because everybody, even though we have the Square terminal, they can put their own credit card in. Nobody knows how to do it. So they always hand us their card. I always hand the card back to the customer face down, always. And I teach all my cashiers the same thing. When you pull their card out and hand it back, hand it face down. So that if you do have that person that, you know, can memorize, or even a camera or someone taking a picture doesn't accidentally get their, you know, their credit card number. It's such a scary thing anymore because it happens everywhere, even at the gas pumps with those skimmers that they install, that you stick your card in and it reads all your credit card information instead of the pump reading it. The pump reads it too, but scary, scary stuff. I'm not doing real well against you guys, just so you know.
Well, it's all right.
But it's okay.
We don't expect it.
Yeah.
No, you can do real well against me this week because I'm trying to flop. I'm taking a dive.
I haven't even made it past level.
I want to revert back to a lower level so I can win again because I was too high, and these people are too good, and you got to spend too much money on power ups and crap to even be competitive with them. So I said, screw it. Let me drop back down. I mean, CB's got it right. I mean, CB's sitting there what, level 6 or something.
Eight right now.
Eight, okay. And
it's because I won 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, so you got bumped up a couple. I was up to level friggin' 16. I mean, those people up there are just—they're using bots and shit. Yeah, you can't compete with them. They're just killers. You know, I'll go through there and I'm just like, oh man, I killed. Look at this, I'm 500,000 points ahead of CB. I did great. And then I go back to the group stage. And I'm like in 24th place. It's like, fuck you, people. So I'm bagging it. I want to go back down. I want to go back down to where normal people live and breathe and eat. Yeah. So I only played one level. That's all I'm going to play until Thursday. It'll knock me down 70, 80 points, and at least I'll be. I think I'm down to 14. I want to get back down to 12 eventually. But then CB, when CB feels like playing. This is what people don't get. He's farting around at level 6, 7, 8, whatever. When he feels like playing and he beats my ass, I compare his score to the group that I'm in, and I like finished 10th in the group the other day, and I thought, oh, I did really well. I got plus 30 points or whatever the hell I got. CB beat me by so much, he would have finished 2nd in the group of these people, and he's like 8 levels below him. He's like the phantom superstar of Angry Birds.
And he doesn't, and unlike most of these people, here's something people don't know about CB. He does it without spending any money.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I don't spend a nickel. I know you don't believe me, but I don't.
Well, if you did save up all your points and shit, and you only really you only try like 1 out of 10, it does make sense.
Thank you.
I get all excited. I win like 9 in a row, and like I'm just kicking his ass. And then he beats me like 3, 4, 5 times in a row. I'm like, bastard saved up his points.
Yeah, I got right now on one of my, because I play on two IDs. On one of them, I have 55,000 bird coins.
Holy shit!
I don't know. How the fuck do I know how many bird coins I got?
55,000 bird coins is about $500 worth.
55,764.
If you were buying it, would cost you over $500 to buy that many bird coins.
Or you can just sit down around level 4, 5, and 6 and win 1,000.
I have 256 bird coins.
There you go.
Okay. All right. What's the other thing we talk about? Fake news.
Well, we don't like fake news.
We don't like fake news, but people don't understand why fake news is fake. They just, well, they said it on the news. It's got to be true. Bullshit. I'm going to give you a beautiful example here, because I was listening to Rush Limbaugh last week, and I heard him talking about this, and I went, you know, I'll bet you money he's right. Well, it turns out he is. The media, the fake media, the drive-by media, the people who won't say anything nice about Trump no matter what, you know, the people who think it's horrible that a gubernatorial candidate in Louisiana who's a doctor said in his TV commercial, and I'm a doctor, I can assure you there are only two genders. Oh, he's so divisive. Oh, my God. Look what no, he's right. Okay, shut up. I mean, come on. They want to just turn us all into Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I just don't think the left has enough power to lower the collective IQ of America that much. I hope not. But Rush thinks they do. And the reason he does is because for 3 weeks, and this is, it's 4 weeks now, this is a week old, the drive-by media was insisting that we're on the verge of a recession when we're not. We're not anywhere near a recession. But the drive-by media, doesn't matter which one you want to talk about, ABC, CBS, NBC, New York Times, Post, PMSNBC, CNN, take your pick, have been relentlessly forecasting a recession for weeks. They've been telling people we're on the verge of it. And Russia's sitting there telling people, no, we're not. The Federal Reserve Chairman came out Friday last week, Jerome Powell, said we don't see any recession in the future for the next 12 months. That should be the final authority on it. But they don't stop. So then, after they prime the pump for 3 weeks, telling everybody, oh, it could be a recession, could be one coming. The manufacturing numbers took a little dip. Yeah, they're still like, you know, 112% above what Obama had. But they took a little dip. So recession's coming. They did an ABC Washington Post poll. They conducted it by landline, cellular phones, September 2nd through the 5th, in English and Spanish. Random sample, 1,003 adults, margin of error, 3.5 points. 28% were Democrats, 24% were Republicans, 37% independent. That poll said 60% of America thinks we're about to have a recession. America knows nothing about economics, and the media knows that. So they sit there and pump this crap out, and people start to believe it.
Yeah, but CB made a good point in pre-show.
Eventually they'll be right, yes.
Yeah.
They're definitely.
There will be a recession. I mean, we all know it.
There isn't going to be a recession in the next year.
It's not going to be one tomorrow.
They want one.
Well, they also want war. They want lots of things. I mean, we're on the brink of a situation with Iran, with the whole Saudi Arabia explosion that happened over there. And I mean, they want war so bad. They want so many different things, and they're going to use their agendas.
They only want one thing. They want to be returned to power, so they can tell us what to do and how we should do it. I like the little meme I posted this afternoon on my Facebook page. Want to hear a joke? Beto O'Rourke. Sure. AR-15. Beto. I don't get it. Answer. That's right, and you never will. I mean, come on. Hell yeah, we're going to collect your AR-15s and your AK-47s and blah, blah.
No, you're not. There's 21 million AR-15s in the Americans' hands. There's 20 million illegal immigrants in here. If they can't round up 20 million illegal immigrants, how are they going to round up 21 million AR-15s?
Especially since the people with the AR-15s are going to be a lot more pissed.
Yeah, it's just never, ever, ever, ever going to happen. So.
No. But the news media talks like Beto O'Rourke is like a savant. Oh, that's genius. That'll stop all gun crime. I mean, come on. Seriously? It's just fucking well, nuts.
Somebody else posted one of those pictures on Facebook today, and it makes perfect sense. And it was a from a prison, and it was one of their shank boards with all the shanks that they have confiscated from the cells.
Right.
And, the caption was something along the lines of, most secured building, you know, in the world or in America, no guns, and still people find a way to kill each other. And, you know, and that's what's going to happen. I mean, okay, take away the guns, take away the bullets, but it's not going to stop anything. I mean, the black market's still going to exist. I mean, it's, you know, everyone's all up in arms about, oh, well, you know, Walmart stopped selling ammunition and stopped selling guns. Stopping isn't going to stop anything, because the criminal's not going to walk into Walmart to buy his ammunition. He's not going to walk into Walmart to buy his gun. The criminal is getting it from the black market, so it can't be traced. I mean, I don't know.
Look, these people are pissed, okay? They had the Messiah elected for 8 years. He did absolutely nothing but apologize for America, talk about our founding as being racist. He took care of illegal aliens for the most part. He didn't take care of black Americans, and you would think he would. He's our first half-black president. But no, he did nothing for him. And they're like, oh, he's gone. Oh, well, that's okay. We'll get Hillary in. She'll continue his legacy. His legacy of what? What the hell did he ever do? I mean, seriously, there's about three things he did that weren't destructive. That's not a very good track record.
No,
is Trump an asshole? Sure, he's an asshole.
No, but you know,
he's an asshole doing the right things.
Yeah, but you raised a question though. Do you think enough people are falling for this fake news shit? You know,
I worry about it every day.
Well, here's the next election is going to tell us that, because if enough people have fallen for the fake news, Trump won't win. That's the key right there. If Trump doesn't win, it's because everybody fell for the crap that they were fed by CNN, Fox News, MSNBC.
Yeah, I mean, Fox is half liberal, for Christ's sake. And they are. And everybody, we won't, look, Democrats, we ain't going on Fox News. They have conservatives on there. Yeah, they have both. None of your networks have both.
They don't.
Well, they usually have a token.
Yeah, well, yeah, they had some guy from the New York Times that was on CNN for years who said he was a Republican. I've read the guy's column. He's no Republican. You know, and there's that Hispanic lady who says she's a Republican. She's no Republican either. She hates everything Republicans do. She's never come out with a conservative position. But they say she's a Republican. She probably went and registered Republican just so she could say that.
Elizabeth Warren's Native American, so...
Well, anyway.
She was a Republican.
So we talked about fake news. The biggest fake news story since last October came out in the New York Times over the weekend on Sunday. Early on Sunday, New York Times, the paper of record, published a bombshell report. It's always a bombshell, describing new sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. It came from a book by two of the paper's journalists. The people who wrote this book worked for the New York Times, about his college years. In the 80s, he was allegedly seen thrusting his penis in an unnamed woman's face at a party. The incident was reported to the FBI by Max Steyer, a male classmate of Kavanaugh, who is also a lawyer for Hillary Clinton. They don't mention that either.
No, they missed that.
The New York Times journalist found out about Steyer's report, but he declined to be interviewed. The women at the center of the claim also declined to speak to them. Her friends told the newspaper's journalists that the woman in question didn't even remember the alleged assault. Basically, if somebody waved a dick in my face, I think I might remember. But the New York Times' first version of the story left those two crucial details out. Democrats cited the report as reason for Kavanaugh to be impeached. Some talking head on MSNBC accused him of, well, now there's another credible allegation. He's obviously a sexual predator. He needs to be removed from the bench. President Trump's incurring the Supreme Court justice to go ahead and just sue him, although he can't spell the word libel, but that's all right. Washington Post has revealed it passed on the story last year after two people working on behalf of Steyer contacted them with it. At least the Washington Post, Post, who is no fan of President Trump, and it's also owned by Jeff Bezos. They said no to it. Okay? They would love to kill Trump, but they knew it was bullshit. Yet it's out there. So then the New York Times realized, oh, we're caught. Because the details that the woman doesn't even know what the hell we're talking about is out there. So we better issue a little retraction, a mini retraction. They issued the mini retraction. Now the Democrats' talking points is, oh, she was probably just so traumatized by that penis that she can't remember. Come on! You know, it's about, you tried to ruin a good man's life last October with all the bullshit from that creepy woman from California. And the creepy porn lawyer coming up with this woman who was never even anywhere near Kavanaugh, saying, oh, I went to parties where we were getting gangbanged and he was one of them. You know, she'd never even met him. It's all crap. But is America going to fall for this bullshit? That's what bothers me. When the New York Times prints this bullshit, and then all the media is out there, even after they retracted it and said, yeah, okay, we don't really have any sources for this bullshit, they're still saying, oh, let's impeach him, take him off the bench. My question to America is Ruth Bader Ginsburg that sick that they're that's what's bringing this on?
Probably. I mean, does have pancreatic cancer, does she not?
Yeah, there's got to be something else behind this. Because they got their asses handed to them in the October thing when they just looked like a bunch of clowns to all of America. And three of those clowns are running for president. Spartacus, Mattress Back, and Warren wasn't on the Judicial Committee, but she still piped in wearing her headdress. But the New York Times has been hit with backlash for revising its bombshell article. They published this story early hours Sunday morning based on claims made by Max Steyer, a former male classmate of Kavanaugh's at Yale. What they also don't claim is that is that Steyer, who's been on the opposing side of legal cases from Kavanaugh before and worked for Bill Clinton, didn't even want to be interviewed. Okay. So in other words, this is one of those things where there is absolutely nothing to it at all, and a real journalist who can't confirm sources or confirm anything on a story would never publish a story. But now in the days of Trump derangement syndrome, just the accusations are enough, and the accusations are coming from the old gray lady, supposedly the most important newspaper in the world.
Yeah, well, that hasn't been true in a long time.
This is what's going on out there, people. You got to wake the hell up.
Well, you know what the biggest problem is? Is you don't know who you can trust anymore. There is no credible network. There's no credible. I mean, no. You don't know. You can't say, okay, everyone listen to Fox News to really know what's going on. There's no way of really knowing what's going on because we're being lied to by everybody. There's such a hidden agenda on both sides.
It's not even a hidden agenda. It's an obvious agenda.
That's, there you go. That's the problem.
But
it's,
there's hidden
agendas
too.
Agenda these days. Yeah, there probably are here and there, but the obvious agendas are enough. And the obvious agendas are trying to corrupt America, warp our little feeble minds.
And the next election,
you know, everybody smokes some marijuana and relax, and all legal aliens are people too. You know, let them in. You know, I got a story I pulled out because I put in that other story. Then I realized we did the other story before. Trump sent a bunch of people out to California to look at the homeless problem. Okay. Immediately, all the Democrats who run California lock, stock, and barrel started freaking out. Well, if you want to give us billions of dollars to help the homeless, we'll talk to you, said the governor. Some of the senators and legislators in California just don't want us there. You know, let's let 60,000 people in LA and 150,000 or 140,000 in the state are living on streets. They're ruining people's business. You can't get near the city hall in Sacramento. You can't get near city hall in LA without having to walk through drug needles and feces and everything else. San Francisco has an app for the city government where you can tell them where poop piles are. And if you look at the city map where the poop piles are, it's covering the whole downtown. Downtown San Francisco, one of the most beautiful cities in the world, is a shitstorm, literally.
Well, that one photographer, it was one of the pictures that was used all over the internet. He took a picture of just a sidewalk, and it was a section of, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 feet of sidewalk. And there was, I don't remember the number, but it was 18 to 23 hypodermic needles laying in this, you know, 20-foot stretch of sidewalk. And
they're taking shits in the middle of the street in daylight.
Yep, they don't care.
In front of businesses. But the greatest part of the whole article was that the Democrats in California are blaming Trump. It's Trump's fault. He doesn't respect illegal aliens. He wants
to
put
poop in the street?
Yeah. I mean, come on. You got to believe your own eyes. You know, don't listen to this crap. You got to believe your own eyes. Look what's going on.
When is
America. We shouldn't have 60,000 homeless people living in our second largest city.
No, and how many of those were there before Trump even took office?
Most of them.
Exactly. So how is it Trump's fault? Because
the media will report that they say it's Trump's fault.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. They won't tell you the truth.
That's where we need to stop. But everybody's reporting that. Everybody. That's the problem. Because they're brainwashing us for their, as you guys are now calling it, more an obvious agenda versus more of their hidden agenda. I still think they're trying to keep it from the sheep as best they can, but you guys are smarter than the sheep, so you see it as an obvious agenda, but a lot of people don't. My dad is a prime example. I mean, he is so blinded by what's going on in our government, and it's all, everything is Trump's fault. Everything's Trump's fault. It doesn't matter what it is. It's Trump's fault. He's a racist. He's an asshole. He shouldn't be the president. Can't stand him. Terrible person. I mean, and it's all Trump's fault. And it's because all he does is listens to, you know, CNN, and everything's Trump's fault. And you can't get him to see any rhyme or reason to anything. And that's the way, unfortunately, the vast majority of our Americans are. They are sheep.
They're getting violent about it. That's the other thing. We talked about it. You can't wear a friggin' MAGA hat.
Nope, you can't.
If you know, you put a Trump sticker on your car, you're pretty much going to need a new paint job because they're going to fuck it up.
Well, you saw the one picture on Facebook where the guy had the Trump signs in his yard, but he put spike strips on the ground and somebody had tried to run him over and didn't make it far. They had a flat tire. So,
yeah, that was pretty humorous.
I've got NRA stickers on my car because I figured they're not going to screw with me because they know if I catch them screwing with it, I'm armed.
Well, they also might think there's a gun in your glove box, so they might break into your car and steal the
No,
gun.
If I'm out of my car, it's with me.
But they don't know that.
They should. But that's okay. So what we spend the weekend doing besides... Yeah, what we spend the weekend doing?
Working. Oh, you too.
Well, you work.
Yeah.
You're still young.
Not me.
That's old farts. We don't.
No, you should have worked. You should have worked because you had a big problem. But that's beside.
Yeah. Well, you know, he got over it.
It was the weekend. I ain't working.
Yeah, we watch football.
Even with a pressing issue, they don't make you work.
They can try.
I watch more than he does because I watch my.
You got to understand, Slim. I could retire as of a year ago.
Gotcha.
I watch commie kickball and college football, so I watch even more than CB does.
Oh yeah.
But CB and I have our Sunday
church-a-thon.
yeah, we go to church, and the church starts at 1 p.m. on Sundays, and it's the NFL.
I thought about doing that. I thought of starting the church at Monday Night Football.
And Monday Night Football sucks anymore.
I understand that, but there was a guy...
NBC gets all the good games.
When Monday Night Football first came out, there was a guy in Cleveland who started the Church of Monday Night Football, and he had...
You'd be fucking rich.
What?
We're in. You'd be rich. We're in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and he had a place in his house that he had set up. It was an altar with a TV, and stuff, and people would, his friends would come and they would worship, and then they would watch Monday Night Football.
Well, tonight's the anniversary of the first Monday Night Football game from 1971, and it was the Cleveland Browns and the New York Jets.
CB, all you need to do is go to downtown Massachusetts, find yourself a nice bar, put a sign up that says the Church of Monday Night Football, get some beer, get some alcohol. You're golden. Let's do this.
One of the problems is they're screwing with our religion here. The officials in the NFL make mistakes. They always make mistakes. They're human. They make errors. But for the last 5 years, they've been trying to correct these errors. They've been telling them, we've got replay now. Let things play out. If you're not absolutely sure, don't blow the whistle. But then something happens like the Saints-Rams game last year in the NFC Championship, where the Saints just got totally screwed out of a trip to the Super Bowl because the referees didn't call the pass interference penalty. So they said, okay, well, what we're going to do this year is you can challenge pass interference, okay, just like you can challenge a touchdown or a reception or whatever. Okay, that should solve it. So, okay, the Saints won't get screwed anymore until Sunday. Week two, very next season, they're playing the Rams again, a repeat of the championship game. They're in L.A. The score is 3-3. The Saints rush Goff, the quarterback for the Rams. Guy brings his arm up, knocks the ball out of his hand before he throws the pass, clear fumble. Wasn't even close. Another guy picks it up and goes 80 yards for the touchdown.
Wrong.
Yep, the refs blew the whistle saying it was an incomplete pass. It wasn't even close. And if it's close, you're not supposed to blow the whistle anyway.
Yeah, that was the mistake that was made. I mean, I could see. I watched that in real time, and when it first happened, and I'm thinking,
that looks like a fumble? Yep.
But I had no idea if it was or it wasn't.
But the rules now are they're supposed to let it play out, let replay fix it if they're wrong. They blew the whistle.
Yeah.
So once the whistle blows, the 80 yards the guy ran with the football for the touchdown didn't matter. So they give the ball to the Saints on the clear recovery, and the Saints don't get the touchdown. They ended up turning the ball over at midfield on a 4th-and-2. The Rams went in and kicked a field goal. They're up 6-3 instead of it being 10-3, the Saints. Now, the Rams won the game. Drew Brees got hurt. Teddy Bridgewater is no Drew Brees, and the Saints had no offense for the rest of the game. But the poor Saints just got fucked again.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know what would have happened. I mean, lost a touchdown. The Rams gained three points. That's a 10-point swing.
Denver Broncos get fucked. They're at home. They're playing the Bears. Bears' offense sucks. Trubisky's the worst number two pick in the history of drafts since Sam Bowie. Remember the NBA? They took Sam Bowie number two instead of Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, Trubisky's the worst number two pick since him. And, he's just not a good quarterback. But the Bears can't score. Unless they call a roughing the passer penalty on a guy who hit the passer as he's letting go of the ball. How's that roughing the passer? Roughing the passer is you get one step. If you take more than one step and hit the guy, it's a penalty. If you hit him in the head, it's a penalty. If you land with the full force of your body, if you pick him up and slam him, it's a penalty. I'm okay with all those things.
Hey, say hi to the kids.
It wasn't any of those.
LJ. Hey, Wesley. Don't listen.
So don't bet on football, people, because the referees are going to take your money and screw you.
Yeah.
Now, we have a happy birthday song for the two birthday
boys. Oh, no, I didn't even pull it up.
You don't?
Because we only have 15 seconds.
So all right, then I'll just sing.
Okay, sing for us.
Happy birthday, motherfuckers. Happy birthday, motherfuckers.
Gotta hurry.
Happy birthday, motherfuckers. Happy birthday to you.
There you go.
Oh, you're so nice.
Love you guys.
That was just awesome.
It was.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
I think I think